Hello, everyone. Welcome. It is hump day. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful, beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. Absolutely beautiful. Finally have some sunshine. But anyway, hope everyone's having a great day. Hey, Blunt Ninja, welcome, welcome. Brina, how are ya? Welcome. And as always, whatever form you're listening, whether it's live or the replay, thank you. Always appreciate it. And I know I did not upload a new song. It's a beautiful day, but it was also a very busy morning. So anyway, I'll have to recycle a song. Hey, Frankie, how are you? Welcome. Hey, Anthony, how are ya? Thanks for popping in. Mr. Enigma, hello, welcome. Okay, let's get started. Anyway, hey, Minnesota, how are ya? Welcome. Okay, so I did change the topic. This is kind of a continuation from yesterday's show. Yesterday's show kind of, you know, the topic, we didn't stay on topic, not really, but people had their opinions, people had, you know, things to say, but I want to talk about personal choices. And again, y'all, you know, you all have heard me say this before, and I mean it. My topics are things that a lot of people don't necessarily want to talk about. They can get a little controversial and, you know, people can get into their feelings, whatever, but hopefully once the show is over, then it's over. But personal choices, should we judge people? I mean, every life has a story, and when should we mind our own business? Now, if someone is continually talking about their personal business, do we just sit back and just listen? Do we walk away? Do we tune them out? Or is that an open invitation for us to say something? see. Brina says, but you always allow people to speak. I always appreciate that. It's important. Well, thank you, Brina. Everybody, we don't agree. Everybody doesn't agree. It would be a very boring world if everyone did. But, you know, I do believe people should have a platform as long as we're not calling each other names and what have you. So, but, you know, if you put your story out there, if you constantly, you know, bring your business to work, If you constantly bring your business to school or whatever, you just put it out there into the universe, does the rest of the universe have a right to say something? You know, I go back and forth with a friend of mine, and today she texts me and she says, how are we even friends? And we just start laughing because we disagree on so many things. We disagree on so many things. And we were going back and forth, you know, and she said that, talking about my topic to today, this is the one who she never comes on the show, but she always has something to say about my topic, and she listens after the fact. You know, she says, most people are usually curious. And if you put it out there, you should say something. So I'm like, well, I don't care about a lot of stuff. And you know, so what? And I'm of the opinion, as long as you're not hurting me or mine, or you're not going out in society and you're killing people and you're not a serial killer or you know, whatever, whatever you do, I mean, that's on you. That's your business. I don't care. But if you're a celebrity, or if you are the royal family, or if you're Oprah, or I mean, you're just somebody that's in the public eye constantly, does the rest of the public have a right to comment on your business? Minnesota says yes. Brian says, I think that depends on how it's presented. If you're posting on social media, that's all fair game. If you speak in private, then no. But I'm okay, but I'm not saying that you spoke to your girlfriend and, you know, two of y'all are talking, or, you know, two buddies got together and he told his buddy one thing. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking that if you come to work every day and you're like, you know, my husband, I can't stand him, you know, he's doing this, or my wife, you know, whatever, or my kids, you know, she's doing this or he's doing this or whatever. Do you have a right to comment? Do you have a right to go back to another coworker and say, so-and-so, you know, did you hear that her daughter did this, or her husband did this, or, you know, they're getting a divorce, or, you know, so-and-so's doing this or so, because they're bringing it to work. They're putting it out there. Okay, and then Brina says, no, that's gossiping. All right, but is it gossiping if, again, that person is bringing it and they're putting it out there? I mean, what if all of you all are standing in the break room and somebody comes and says, you know, someone says, hey, Jane, how are you? Oh, I went to my divorce attorney yesterday and I'm filing for a divorce because, you know, I've been married to this, you know, a-hole for 20 years and I'm sick of him and blah, 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 blah. She put it out there. She put it out there in front of everybody. Well, not in front of everybody, but she put it out there in front of a fair amount of people that were there, and they heard it and they went back and they said something. Is it gossip, or should Jane have kept that to herself? And someone said, how are you? She just should have said, I'm fine, or, you know, I'm okay, and kept her divorce to herself. Brina says it's like a reality show at that point. Yeah, I guess if I know somebody else knows, then we can talk about it. But, you know, when you are in the public eye, you are a celebrity. You're a Kardashian. You are, you know, LeBron James. You are Steph Curry. You are Michael Jordan. You know, you are, like I said, Oprah, Tyler Perry. Hey, star. You know, do you have the right to then comment on these people if these people are in the public eye? And if they're doing something that you don't like or you disagree with or you do like, whatever, can you comment on them? You know, Star says, I think sometimes people need to vent and not necessarily want you to solve them. I usually give them an I'm sorry that you are going through this. That's my pat answer, unless. And then Star says, I don't have much energy for non-family and friends. Yes, that's gossiping. and then she says, no, LeBron James slander will be tolerated. Star and I have this thing going with me and LeBron. You know, but I just think that, again, if you put it out there into the universe, if that person comes and says something, hey, Angel Bear, should you be able to say something? If you're running for public office, do I have the right to say something about the person that's running? I mean, their whole life is pretty much an open book, or is it? You know, when they say, you know, don't talk about this or don't talk about this, but, you know, again, you're, you know, like your mom used to tell you, don't put your business in the street. Well, that's what my mother used to tell me. You know, don't put your business in the street. Everybody does not have to know everything, but some people want to tell everything. So, you know, what do you do? What do you do? You know, I mean, okay. And then Brina says, to an extent, everyone deserves privacy. But Brina, to what extent do people deserve privacy? To what extent? And then Brina says, if they're telling, it's okay at that point. Okay, Brina, but again, let's go back to what you said before. You said that it was gossiping. Is it gossiping if the person's telling? And then you go back and repeat it? Are you gossiping? If that person is, I mean, it's not like they came to you and said, Brina, you know, I'm getting a divorce and this is going on. And oh, and my kid's doing this and he was in jail and then I had to go get him out. And you know, that person's just talking to you. But if that person says it in front of everybody or says it in, you know, in front of a group of people, is it gossip if you go back and say something because that person has already put it out there? Star says, yes, running for public office, fair game, coworkers. You know my deal. I'm not gossiping with coworkers. You know, so, hold on, y'all. I have to look something up really quick because I want to just get the definition of gossip. So hold on for a second. Okay. Let me copy and paste in here. Give me a minute. I'm sorry, guys. I keep hitting print and not paste. There we go. And let me put it over here on this platform. Okay, the Google definition of gossip. Okay. Gossip, a casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. Okay, so as not confirmed as being true, and an example, he became the subject of much local gossip. All right, so as we know that when people gossip, they throw in one thing, and it's you know, it goes from this to that, and then it blows up to, you know, a whole big thing. But again, can you gossip about yourself? Is that possible? Is it possible for you to gossip about yourself? And then Star says that's when the he said, she said mess starts. You know, miss me with that, she says. So, I mean, can you gossip about yourself? If you're putting yourself out there, you're putting your business out there, are you gossiping about yourself, or are you just telling your business and people are just taking it and they're repeating what you said? Hey, Power Girl, welcome. I didn't see you pop in. Welcome. You know, I mean, I just, you know. Can you gossip about yourself? And should we judge people? You know, going back to yesterday's show, if people make personal choices to do things in their life, do we have the right to judge? Or do we have the right to gossip on their own personal choices? Now, this person didn't put their business in the street. You may have found out about it, you know, one way or another. But if it's their own personal choice, do we have a right to judge people? Star says, yes, you can gossip about yourself, telling other people your business that haven't earned your trust. That's a good point. And then even then, still the people that you trust, you should still keep your business to yourself. You know, but Brenda says, no, they're just telling their business then. I mean, so I mean, again, if people make a personal choice that you don't agree with or you don't like, you may detest it, do you have a right to judge? We've all judged. We all have. Should we? If that person is a public person, they are someone who's out there and everybody knows them, and they get on TV and they say something about a personal choice that they've made or have done, do you have a right to judge them? And if you are judging them, why are you judging them? And if people know why you're judging them, and they put your judgment in and they see the context you're putting in, is it okay? Welcome, Blue. And Blue says, yes, I have the right to judge people. And Blue says, if someone is lying about matter of fact, then yes, I have a right to judge. Okay. All right. Star says, I'm not supposed to judge, but I'm judgy AF. Okay. All right. I mean, we all judge. You know, but again, you know, Blunt says, I try not to judge, although I catch myself at times. Blue says there are lots of fools who claim Sandy Hook never happened or Thomas Jefferson never owned slaves. You know, but if people are, can you judge people about their personal choices, though? If someone says that something never happened, and that's just how they feel, it's just their own personal feeling, do you have a right to judge them if they're not going out into the universe saying how whatever they feel? They just, you know, you all may have been having a conversation one day and they just made that comment and that's it, and they never brought it up again, but that's what they think. I mean, because we all have personal things that we do or don't do, have personal beliefs. Should religious people judge people who are atheists? Should atheists judge people who are, you know, Bible thumpers? You know, and Blue says, again, I'll do more than judge. You know, but then my question would be, okay, Brenda says no. You know, but then the question is, at what point is the person who's judging, at what point do they need to back off? I mean, you have people who judge people who are transgender. You may not agree with that lifestyle. Do we have a right to judge them? That's their personal business. Are they hurting you? So does it then come to be, while we're judging, and again, we all judge, we all do it because we're all human. If that person is not hurting you, you know, I have been in you know, back and forth with people where I just, you know, I just shut up. I just don't say anything anymore. When they'll say, well, what do you think about this? And I'll say, I don't have an opinion. And I usually say that because I know, you know, when they say read the room, and I know the people that I'm talking to, and I know where it's going to go, and I know that they disagree with me on such a level that I'm not going to go there with them, and I refuse to, I just say, I don't have an opinion. And I keep my opinion to myself, but then they turn around and then they start to judge me and say, oh, well, you know, you're not saying anything because blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you know, again, when do you need to back off? You know, I've seen videos about Jefferson Blue. I have seen them, you know, but again, if that's what they think, if that's what they want to say, if people want to say something, hey, Juju, welcome. If people want to say something that, you know, is inherently not true, does it really, you know, we can judge them, but at the end of the day, is it going to change someone's mind? At the end of the day, you know, you can call them all kinds of names. You can say, oh, you're a liar, you're this, you're that, and you're this and that. At the end of the day, are you going to change somebody's mind? And I ask that because people have done that to me, where they have just come at me, just boom, 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 boom. I'm like, okay, all right, if that's what you think, okay. And that's how I usually respond to people, because to me, it doesn't make sense for me to go back and forth with someone. If I'm not changing my mind, they're not changing their mind, it's a waste of time. Star says, I do the same. I read the room. Also, I try not to give much to people, name, rank, serial number. And sometimes you don't even want to give that. You know, but again, I ask, when should we stop judging? When should we just stop? And Brina says, I do the same thing. When I know my opinion won't matter and possibly cause a stir, I keep it to myself. You know, yesterday, I'm going to bring this subject up because I think it's a good thing in terms of judging. Yesterday, the topic of abortion came up. And a lot of people had a lot of opinions on that particular thing. But at the end of the day, do we have a right to judge? If someone has one abortion or five, whatever their reason for having it, do we have a right to judge? Because if we look back in our own lives, maybe we may not have had abortions or anything like that, but we could have something, you know, in our own lives that people may look at and go, And Brina says, I'm not the type of person that needs to have the last word. I'm fine with leaving some topics alone. Okay. Star says, I remember a former podcast where we met and they became a mob mentality. Yes, they did. What Star is talking about, it became a mob mentality. You know, and you just exit stage left. You just exit. You know? So just because you disagree with someone, does that mean you have the right to judge them? Just because they say something that's not true? Do we have a right to judge them? Or does it depend upon how far that untruth, that lie goes? If it's a lie that people, okay, well, whatever. But if it's something that people are just putting out there that you just know is hurting and just totally just destroying people and whatever, I think that's different. You know, so again, I just ask. Okay, Star says, the not true stuff is hard, like flat earthers, I'm judging. Okay. Star, let's talk about the flat earthers. How do we know the earth is round? Because someone in second grade told us? Because the globe is round, but yet you look at the map of the world, it's flat. So, you know, and Blunt is laughing at flat earthers, and so is Brina. And Brina says, every debate I've heard on that was so passionate. Yes, flat earthers. Yes, flat earthers are very passionate. They're very passionate. And then Blunt says, so all the other planets and the sun are round while the earth is flat. Okay, but Blunt, again, I'm just playing both sides here. And then Star says pictures from space has proved it. Okay. So how do you know those? Again, I'm playing both sides here. I'm not a flat earther. I do believe that the earth is round. I believe the planets and the sun, I believe they are round. But I've never been to the sun. I've never been to outer space. You know, Blunt says, my cousin who shall remain nameless is a flat earther. You know, how do we know that those pictures are real? I mean, people say that they've seen Bigfoot and they have pictures, but people don't believe that Bigfoot is real. how do you know that those pictures were not, changed to make us think that? Because as people were talking yesterday about the government can and will do anything. So how do we know this? I mean, we already know that a lot of the stuff that we were taught in school is not true. Star says that she's judging Bigfoot folks too. I mean, I'm just saying, those people who say, hey GP, welcome. You know, those people who say that, Bigfoot, I've seen Bigfoot and I've seen an alien, and people are like, oh, you haven't seen an alien? I mean, how do you know? Have you seen an alien? What does an alien look like? I don't know what an alien looks like because I've never seen one. Now, I may know some people that may look like aliens, but again, what does an alien look like? And Juju says the Earth is an irregularly shaped ellipsoid. While the Earth appears to be round when viewed from the vantage point of space, it is actually closer to ellipsoid. Okay, now I have to go. Hold on. Hold on for a moment, folks. Ellipsoid is a closed surface of which all plane cross sections, either ellipses or circles. An ellipsoid is a symmetrical, about three mutually perpendicular axes that intersect at the center. I had to see what ellipsoid was. And hold on here. Okay. Blunt says I had to Google that too. Okay, so again, yes, Star, there are some people who look like aliens, but then again, I've never seen an alien. So if people say that they've seen an alien or they've seen a Martian from outer space, remember the movies from the 50s and stuff, and all of the men from outer space all look the same. They all had on this spacesuit and, from the 50s. I mean, what does a space person look like? What does a man from outer space look like? So, so you say the flat earth and all this other stuff. Like I said, things that we were taught in school weren't necessarily true. So should we judge if someone says something that you may not believe it, but, are we going to judge them because that's what they think? And yes, there are even Bigfoot. I mean, Bigfoot's been running around for so long. I'm pretty sure the poor man or woman or whatever must be dead by now. So maybe it's Bigfoot's son or cousin or something. What's the other one? The Loch Ness Monster. How do we know that that's not true? I'm just asking, how do we know? And GB says the Earth is not round or flat; it's a donut. And I think that's where the ellipsoid part comes in that Juju was talking about. So, should we judge? If we've never done something, and like I say, every life has a story. So if we've never done something and someone else has done something and they make choices And they make choices for a reason, for their own personal reasons. Do we have a right to judge? Do we have a right to judge if our friend married who we considered was an a-hole? Do we have a right to judge our friend? Because that's who they chose to marry. Now, they married this person, and this person turns out to be someone that they complain about incessantly. Do you then say to that person, well, told you not to marry him? Or do you just keep it to yourself? And then you just start to slowly back away from that friend. Do we then become the person who is constantly saying, I told you so, I told you so? You know? And Star says, where are his bones? Okay, so we're going to get, Star says, Solid, what do you think if someone told you they were there on January 6th and you looked at them the same? Honestly? No. Does that mean that I'm judging them, that I'm not looking at them the same? If you were someone who, you know, and I know people who are like this, they go out and they just make fun of everybody. And they especially make fun of homeless people. I don't look at them the same. Am I judging them? Or am I just kind of giving them that side eye? And Star Brina makes a good point. Judging and living your values are different, though. They're, you know, am I not looking at you the same because I don't feel that our values are the same? So, is it judging? Because you were at a place that I do not approve that you should have been? Or am I just giving you the side eye as to why are you doing that? Okay, then Brina says, I can't be friends with someone that pushes over old people. I don't think that's a bad example. Because I don't think that, I mean, but are you judging them because you're pushing over old people? Or it's just that your values are different? Or you just don't do that? I mean, there's just some things that we all just wouldn't do. But if someone made a personal choice that every day they're going to get up and they're going to go out every day and they're going to push old people over. Or I remember last summer where people were just going up to some older people and just like socking them in the face. Can I judge you and say, you're a bad person? Does it depend upon the act? That someone's doing where we can judge or not judge? And Star says, agreed. What you think? Wait, hold on. I want to get the right one up here. Agreed. I think it's the values. Even someone that is mean to homeless shows lack of values. But can we still judge that person? Am I judging that person? I guess I am to a point. But at what point, when someone is making a personal choice, that we should mind our own business? And again, I come back and I say, if that person is putting, if that person is putting their business in the street, if that person is consistently putting their business in the street, do I have a right to judge them? If that celebrity figure is doing something or saying something that you disagree with, do I have a right to judge that person? And Brina says, I'm judging them for being assholes. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. You know, so, but I want to go back to the word gossip. If we know somebody was somewhere in a public place, and we tell everybody that that person was there, are we gossiping or should we mind our own business? And again, it was a public place. They could have been seen on TV. Somebody else could have seen them while they were driving down the street, whatever. Is that gossiping if we go back and tell people, yeah, did you know that so-and-so was there and they did this and they did that and I saw them do this and they did that? Is that when we should mind our own business? Okay, so Marina says, no, mentioning you seeing someone somewhere isn't gossiping. Okay, and GP says, gossip 101 right there. Hey, chill. Welcome. It's been a minute. Okay, so when should we mind our own business? I mean, seriously, y'all, when should we mind our own business? And Star says, I think if they are causing harm to someone without consent, then speak up, not mind your business. Okay, so let me ask this. You see your good friend, and then Brina says, giving them a play-by-play of what they say is creepy. We should mind our own business and live our own lives as much as possible. Oh, and Juju is agreeing with Brina. Brina and GB says, when there's nothing to gain or time to burn. All right, so let's say that you see your best friend, male or female, and there was somebody that you know is not their significant other. Do we mind our own business or do we have to go back and tell? And when I say tell, I'm saying tell the other person, the other half of that half, of that other half of that, that other significant other. Gigi says, mind my own business. If you saw somebody's kid doing something that they shouldn't have been, let's say they're you see them hanging out with their friends, they're not bothering anybody, but they're drinking, they're getting high. They're an adult. They're not a kid. They're an adult. Then you're really good friends with their mother or you're good friends with their father. Do you go back and say, oh yeah, I saw Joe on the corner the other day drinking and getting high with his friends? Can you just say, oh, I saw Joe the other day? Or maybe just don't mention you saw Joe at all. If they were just minding their own business and they weren't doing anything to you, at what point do you mind your own business? Funny you bring that example up. Happened to me last week. I said nothing and hit, GP says. And one says, I'm splashing water on the guy. Brina says, I've told you before, back in the day, I seen my friend's boyfriend's car at another's house, and I told her. And Juju says the parents know. I mean, but is anything gained by telling, or should you just mind your own business? And Star says, mind your business. You know, not telling on adult kids. I mean, do you tell on adult kids? I mean, if you saw your adult child making out with someone in public, you don't know who they were making out with. They're not married as far as you know. And like I said, you're good friends with their mother, good friends with their father. Do you go back next time you see, you know, you're with the mom or dad and say, oh, by the way, your son was out there making out with this girl. Your daughter was out there making out. Good Lord, they were doing this and that. I mean, do you do that? Or do you mind your own business? Juju says, mind your business. And GB says, it's not our duty to report infidelity. Only problem is to wait for you reporting. No, that's not my business. Okay, so let's say that the adult child is a minor. Do you say something? Or again, do you mind your business? That adult child is making out, or I'm sorry, that minor child is making out. Do you say something? That minor child is, you know, sitting in the park, minding their own business with their friends, getting high and drinking. Do you say something? Okay, and then Brenda says, I always report if I know a friend of mine is getting hurt. So is a person getting hurt, be it minor or adult, if they're minding their own business, and they're making out with someone, and by you telling your friend that, are you putting yourself in a position where your friend may say to you, mind your own business? If you knew that your friend's sister or your friend's brother was fooling around with someone else, and that other person was in a relationship with your friend, or, you know, with your friend, do you mind your own business, or do you say something? At what point do people need to not overstep? And Star says, as long as they are both adults, is giving busybody, and depends on how close I am to the parent. Some parents don't want to hear it. Now, if the kid is punching homeless, I'm telling. Okay. And you're right. Some parents don't want to hear it. You know, but again, when do we mind our own business? And GB says, to Brina, I've done that before and I lost my friend for that. And I know of people who have lost friends because they chose to tell an infidelity instead of keeping it to yourself. And I know that's hard. I know that's hard. I know. Do you tell? Do you not tell? What do I do? And Brina says, it's very likely they'll tell me to kick rocks. I only tell if it's a friend and I'm aware of infidelity. But Brina, is it your business? Gigi says, I need a drink after this show. I mean, and then Brina says, I don't know if I would want to be friends with someone that's okay with being cheated on. Is it that they're okay with being cheated on, or they just don't want to hear it, or they don't want to deal with it at that particular time? I mean, if you tell someone that if you tell someone that you saw, their significant other cheating, is it just the fact that they just don't want to deal with it right then and there? I mean, what do you expect the person to say? You tell your friend, be it male or female, that their significant other is cheating. What do you expect them to say? What if they just say, I don't want to talk about it, whatever? Does that mean that they're okay with it? Or they just don't want to talk about it? Or they may not want to talk about it with you. And Brandon says, no, not technically my business. Then you're a grass. I don't know what that means. And welcome Fusion Radio, but I don't know what that means. And Star says, I think there's a line of keeping someone physically safe and minding your own business. So if you know that your friend who you have been friends with, and you tell them this, and they don't, I mean, are you expect them to react a certain way? And if they don't, do you turn your back on them? Because I mean, is it that they're not saying that they're okay with it, but they just don't want to deal with it? I mean, there are certain things that people just don't want to talk about. I mean, you find out, that someone has cancer. And you say, oh, I'm so sorry, I heard, whatever. And they're like, okay. And they kind of start, they kind of blow you off of what you're saying. Maybe they just don't want to deal with it then. Maybe there are things that people, just don't want to talk about right then and there. Hey, Chill, welcome back. So what do you do? Do you mind your own business? At that point, do you just mind your own business and Brenda says, no, the friendship doesn't have to be over, but I'm now aware of my place. I never bring things like that up again. You bring up a good point, Brenda. Do we in any friendship, do we need to know our place? Do we all, I guess in a friendship, can a friendship go too far? In a friendship, can we go too far? Can we assume that, well, I'll just say whatever, and it's not okay? I mean, even with husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends, or girlfriends and girlfriends, or boyfriends and boyfriends, whatever, can we go too far? And I've said this before, and I truly believe this. I don't think everybody knows 100%. About their significant other. I don't. I don't think everybody knows 100% of their friends. Because I don't think people, tell everything, and I don't think people should. So can we go too far and we, step over that line when we should have been minding our own business? Can that friend that we've had for over 20 years, can we say something and they give us this look? Or they say something like, well, that's not your place to say. You kind of like look like, oh. Can we go too far? I mean, at what point? And Star says, yes, a friend can overstep. And she says, that's why I'm not telling Ignorance is a bliss. Nobody likes a third in their relationship. And she says being in a place in a person's being in someone's relationship is not a great place to be. You know, so I just, you know, I just want to know at what point do we need to mind our own business? At what point do we let people just live their own lives? And not be concerned with what someone else is doing, unless that someone is doing something that is going to hurt us directly or indirectly. You know, a politician passes a law that we don't like. Your teacher, you know, does something that isn't fair. Your boss crosses the line and says something that they shouldn't. Or your coworker comes to work and they're talking about something that they should keep to themselves. But I'm of the opinion sometimes, if you open that door, I'm walking through. If you throw something out there, especially if you throw it to me, I think I have the right to respond however I choose to respond if you throw it back at me. But if you're throwing it out there to somebody else, I mean, for the most part, I don't care. And when should you, that person, keep your business to yourself? The personal choices that you have and the personal choices that you make, should you keep those to yourself? Should you not say anything so no one would say anything to you? Thank you, Anthony. You know, and thank you, Star. I mean, at what point should you just, and GB says, if you are two-timing your spouse, eventually you will be caught, so don't do it. Okay, but should you just get caught because you got caught? Or are you going to get caught because someone told? I mean, what if, I mean, I'm just throwing this out there because it does happen. You have couples that have an open relationship. They go out with different people. They're okay with that. So maybe, you know, while you're looking at them, maybe that's the couple that is in that open relationship. You see somebody, you know, I'm going to a movie right now, but you see somebody hugging somebody, you know, whatever, and you go run back and say, yeah, I saw him hugging this girl. The girl turned out to be a sister. Or, yeah, they were in here and they were, hey, crazy. You know, they were here and they were doing this and this, they were that. And then I saw him buy her this, whatever. Okay, they were buying a gift for their mother. That was, I mean, it's like, at what point do you mind your own business? At what point, even if you see something, do you just let it go? You know, and as GB says, if you're two-timing your spouse, at what point do you just wait and just let them get caught? Maybe the spouse is two-timing, maybe they're two-timing each other. You don't know. Maybe that person who's out there that you see two-timing is doing it because they did find out that their significant other was doing something. So they're doing it because they were doing it to get back at them. And then you say something, then you get into this whole, you get in the middle of this whole thing. Hey, Dredd, you get into a middle of a whole mess that you shouldn't be in. And Crazy says sometimes it's not your place to talk. Right. So, and Vin says, oh boy, a whole toxic couple. Right. So do you want to be in the middle of that toxic couple? While you're saying, I'm going to tell my friend because that's my friend. I'm going to tell my friend because I care about my friend. But do you then say something and then you become the toxic one because you should have, you know, minded your own business? And Star says, that part, solid, once you share, people want to give their 2 cents. She says, that's being messy at that point, being TMZ. It is. It is. You know, so, and then Brenda says, once that friend becomes a super dramatic, I'm out. I don't want to play the therapist. But are they being super dramatic? I mean, did they become super dramatic because you said something that you should have kept to yourself, that you should have just minded your own business? Do we find ourselves, and I believe we all have, because I'm not going to lie, I have. Do we find ourselves saying something to people? And then we can't understand why their anxiety level goes up or they're starting to become dramatic, whereas they're being dramatic because of what we said. That if we had just stayed out of it, whatever their issue is, they could have solved it on their own, or it may not have been an issue at all, that you made the issue. It's the person who is coming to you, getting into your business, saying something. Are you the one that's causing the problem? Are you the issue? Dredd says, mind your own business, not my business. I mean, I'm just saying. So when people make their personal choices, and when people do things that we may not approve of and we don't like, should we just, you know, just keep going on about our merry way? Because as soon as you say something, then that person, you know, as soon as you say something, that person has a right to say something back to you. And then you may not like what they say to you. Then all of a sudden you're pissed, and all of a sudden the friendship is over. Or I'm pissed off at her because she said this, or he did this, and he knew that I did this, and he should have known better. Well, should they really, or should you have known better and stayed out of their business? And Dredd says, I don't tell things that don't need to be told. I mind the business that pays me. And Brenda says, initially, if it's a good friend and I see them being cheated on, all hugged up and everything, I'm telling. After that, it's up to them how they choose to be treated. But is it how they choose to be treated, or is it the fact that maybe they already knew? Or again, even though it is a good friend, are you not being a good friend if you don't say anything? See, because I don't know. I just personally think that when you get into a situation like that, it's real dicey. And GP says, some people never did away with high school drama. No, GP, some people haven't ever done away with high school drama. Some people, they live it every single day and don't even know that they're doing it. And then Brenda says, yep, I told you your man was all hugged up on somebody else. After that, it's not my business. But again, and that's where I say that we walk that really fine line. Because Brenda, don't forget that you also said that you could not be friends with someone who was okay being cheated on. How are you going to know that they're okay being cheated on? Because they didn't react the way you expected them to react, or they didn't do anything, or that they're still with that person. they could be that with that person because they're waiting to get back at them for some reason or whatever. And Dred says, personal choices are just that personal. You don't have to like it, but you don't have to insert yourself into situations that don't concern you. And Juju says, some people thrive off of high school drama. Hey, Rule, welcome. Rule says, it's like your best friend and say he's married. I would tell him she was cheating. I would want him to tell me. Okay, so let's say we get into that whole thing. I would want him to tell me, or I would want her to tell me. But maybe they don't want you to tell them. Maybe they don't want you to tell them. So that's what I say. At what point can a friend overstep? And I'm playing both sides here, guys. I'm just asking, at what point can a friend overstep? At what point should a friend just back off? I mean, seriously. At what point should, again, we mind our own business? At what point is it their personal choice? If it's their personal choice to keep things to themselves or not say anything. I mean, there are some friends that get offended if the other friend didn't share with them what's going on in their personal life. They get offended. And then they get all judgy and what have you. Good Lord, Star, I'm using your word. You know, so what do you do? And then Brina says, yeah, if my friend is fine with being cheated on, I distance myself. But Brina, let me ask this. How do you know that she's fine with it? I guess that's my question that I'm asking. How do you know she's fine with it? Because she doesn't, again, because she's not reacting the way you think that she should react. I mean, how do you know that she's fine with it? Unless she just says, okay, that's fine. Dred says, you know they aren't going anywhere. Just be quiet. They are letting their man cheat in peace. Why is it your business? You know, what if it's a relationship where, okay, he's cheating on her, she's cheating on him, but he or she, they're paying the bills. They're paying for you to do this. They're paying for you to do that. So they don't care. What if it's a marriage of convenience and you don't know that? And that person's off doing whatever with this person and this person's off doing whatever with this person. It's a marriage of convenience, but you don't know that. Maybe your friend doesn't tell you everything. Auntie's like, you know, so what do you do? And then Dred is asking Brina, why are you distancing yourself? She's not making the decision that you would make. That's her choice. Why judge her? Good question. So is she less of a friend because of her choice? But then again, I'm saying, GB say, as a friend, just play the fifth man, safe than sorry. And again, I'm you know, I still want to know when you say that it's fine with her being cheated on, what is fine? And Brenda says, Dred, I hear you. It doesn't make her a bad person, but I see it as low self-esteem and I may just end up playing therapist. But you don't know unless she actually says or does something where you are in that therapist role. Because there are some people who just don't just keep things to themselves and just don't say anything. Okay, and then Crazy says, okay, this is good. I distance myself if she complained about it all the time but did nothing. Okay, that's another thing. But if you tell her and she didn't come complain about it, but then again, I'm still wanting to know when you say fine with it, what is fine with it? Because they're not reacting the way you think they should react. Maybe you tell them and they just listen, but they don't get up and start yelling, screaming, oh, that a-hole, that this, or she's this, and how could she, and she's this, and he's that, and whatever, because they're not reacting the way people expect you to react, or they just listen. And they're like, oh, okay. And then a month later, you see that they're still with this person. You don't know what their end game is. You don't know. Should you say something, then go back and check, you know, a couple weeks later? Yeah, well, did you talk to him about it? Did you talk to her about it? What did they say? I mean, at what point do you just mind your business? But if they're complaining about it all the time and didn't do anything, and we all know people like that, they will complain about something, but they don't do anything. Then, you know, okay, then you can distance yourself. And Brenda says, okay, I think that's a better way of saying it if they keep complaining. So, but again, people have personal choices. And Rule says maybe they have an arrangement, but after I say once it's out of my hands, but after I say, wait, maybe they have an arrangement, but after I say, once it's out of my hands, I don't know what you mean by, but after I say, once it's out of my hands, but even if they have, again, you don't know what someone's personal life is. You know, when, you know, and another thing that we have to remember, and again, we've all judged people, we all have, because we're all human. When people are in a relationship and you're the friend, I don't care how good of a friend you are, you're the third wheel because you're not in that relationship. So you don't know what a couple is talking about to each other. You may think you know, and you may think that, oh yeah, my friend comes back and she tells me everything. No, she doesn't. No, he doesn't. So that's why I say, when should friends kind of step back? When should they not say anything? Okay, and the rule says, after I say it, once it's out of my hands. But after, are you saying once you tell on them, after once you tell them that the person is cheating, it's out of your hands? And Gigi says, listening is the best thing. Gigi says, my sister's all up in the mustard and can't catch up. She's a gossip queen. Crazy says, I think it depends on the relationship, whether you feel okay telling someone like that. You like it. I love it. Oh, Lord. Yeah. I think we've all had the lesson of minding our own business. I know people have told me in the past, mind your own business. Some of us do, some of us don't. some of us don't get the lesson until someone really goes off on them about minding their own business. And that's another thing. If someone goes off on you and, you know, like I said, they tell you, mind your business, and they're supposed to be your friend. But did you overstep? You have a right to get mad at that person because they told you, mind your business. You have a right to get mad at them and say, well, I'm just trying to, you know, again, at what point does that friend, I don't care how good of a friend you are, do you overstep? When should a friend know better? And do they ever? Okay, and then Rule says, yeah, once I say the person's cheating, it's out of my hands. But Rule says, but you know, because I hate to see it go the other way, I saw her cheating. Then a couple of years later, she is leaving my friend and he has no idea why. Okay. But again, is that between the two of them? And Crazy says there's always a line. Well, y'all, I'm definitely past my hour. Anybody want to have a last word? Anybody want to come up and give a last word? Thank you, Brina, Brina. Oh, GP is coming up. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, welcome.
Hey, actually, right now I'm taking a break from work. I'm still at work, but yeah, those the ramifications behind, you know, speaking up or saying something, you don't know where that's going to go. And it reminds me of a story when I was a teenager. When I was a young soldier in the Army. I was 19, and one of the guys in my unit, he told me a story that his parents basically told neighbor that his wife was two-timing him while he was at work. And, you know, the parents are just good people. This is out of Pennsylvania somewhere. And because they told the husband that his wife was two-timing him, the guy eventually ended up taking his own life because of that. And it kind of, you know, puts you in a different mindset. Like, maybe it's better for me not to say something, even though I know something. So that's why, for me, it's better just not to say nothing. Eventually, it's going to come up, but my friend that was in the Army with me, him and his whole family, they felt guilty for what happened, for saying something.
Okay. All right. And Brandon says, okay, yeah, that hit me. Because, and again, you don't know how people are going to react. You tell them something, and then they end up taking their own life, or they end up taking the other person's life. You don't know how people are going to react.
Exactly.
You know, so and then are you then responsible for their actions? Or if you're not responsible, do you feel guilt that you're dealing with? So, again, I say, at what point do you mind your own business?
It's a lot of choices, but it's just really, I mean, you just don't know what the outcome's going to be. You never know.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming up, GP. Okay. And Brina says, in the most basic circumstance, I would want to tell my friend to avoid hurting them. But I understand there are other factors like kids and breaking up families. Case by case, I guess. And Juju says that that's sad news. I mean, you know, and again, it's like, if you say something, will you be responsible for breaking up that family? Or maybe that person has always had a feeling that that person was doing something behind their back, but they weren't sure. And then you said something. You know, or maybe you said something and a kid was listening, or again, maybe you said something and that person couldn't deal with it and they went berserk. They either killed themselves or killed the other person. And I mean, that's an extreme case. But then again, you don't know how people are going to react. You don't know what people are going to do. So, again, I say, do you just mind your business? And Crazy says, maybe find a way for them to find out for themselves, or maybe just mind your business. Because it may come out, it may not. I mean, it's been known that secrets go to the grave, you know. Well, thank you, Brina. Thank you. And you were part of it. You were part of the reason why. So thank you. So y'all, I am going to leave y'all with, like I said, I did not have an outro sound that I uploaded. So I am going to do a little bit of recycling, and I noticed that I have in here, hold on. Okay. I have in here, the Spice Girls. If you wanna, and I think that might be appropriate for today. So as always, guys, thank you. I will be back on, I will be back next week. Not sure about Monday, but I will be back next week. But I will be at my other house tomorrow and Friday. So y'all know where that is. So here we go, Spice Girls. Yo!
She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V, you give and gum for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and whine, it's all around. Slam your body down and whine, it's all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my
be my lover. I like that song, y'all. I'm just jumping up and down and moving all around and zigging, zig, zag. So anyway, that's it. Uh-oh, Juju. Crazy. Juju says she'll be at your door. If you want to be my lover. I was just thinking about something, but I'll mind my business. So anyway, y'all, enjoy your day and evening. And since I won't be back over here until next week, have a good weekend. Bye.